on. I'll hold my ground. I'm gonna crash the lies of the enemy. I won't back down, 'cause I'm not alone. With you, my God, I'll conquer.
It's who you are. Hi guys, and welcome to Discoveryland and Quest Online. I'm so glad you guys are here today. My name's Bree, and this is Miss Kayla.
All right, we need to get right into this. We have a science experiment about hidden colors. Okay, so first, okay, we're going to put some drops of color in the bottom. All right, so just...
Oh,
I kind of squirted a little bit. All right.
Oh,
yeah,
mine
better
is.
At that than I was.
Well, I was careful.
Well, see, you got it on this side too. It's not just.
I feel
me.
Like I have more blue than you have yellow.
Here.
Just a little bit more yellow. Okay. A little bit more.
Being very careful.
She said one drop.
Very careful. Okay. All right. There we go. What's next? Let's see. I think baking soda. Go ahead, Brie.
Okay.
So we're going to cover it up so that we're only going to see baking soda. So we're going to add. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
This is going to be messy.
Keep going. See all that blue? Now you got to cover it up.
Well, at least I'm doing my job.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she doing a great job? Very good. Yeah, more. You know, we need more.
I was
more.
Thinking about being a mad scientist in my other career.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's my other job.
Yeah. Any of you guys like more? Science? Big science fans in school? The experiments, right? Super fun. All right, we're getting there.
It's
there it is. Yeah, keep going. Okay, that's probably good, right?
We'll find out.
I can't really see the food coloring anymore. Yeah, it's kind of gone.
Yep, it's not going to even out.
It's snowing in there. Okay, but now if we add this in, the color should come back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right? Should see just like a burst of color. So... see, but I've been told you need to do this slowly. I'll be better than I was at the food company. Oh. Look at that!
That is so cool!
I feel like we had a good ratio.
Oh,
that's a good
gosh.
Green.
That is a
Look
good
at
green.
That. Oh, we're gonna do some.
Oh!
Can we get a little more? I think we can do a little more.
That is so cool! Oh.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Wow, it is just so cool that one simple ingredient can completely change entirely what we see.
Yeah, for real.
And, you know, today we're actually going to hear a story about a man named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus was a tax collector who was known to mistreat Jewish people and take a lot of money from them. And he stole it from them.
Yeah, and... my guess is no one really wanted to be around someone like that. But guess what? Jesus did. And just like our vinegar here, Jesus came into this picture, into the story of Zacchaeus, and he changed everything.
Mm-hmm. See, Jesus knew that Zacchaeus had sinned, but he believed Zacchaeus was still capable of good things.
Yeah.
And as a result, Zacchaeus was changed forever and became a part of God's family.
So today, our wonder truth is Jesus seeks and saves us.
So before we start our story today, let's go ahead and pray. God, thank you for always being with us and for being willing to teach us more about who you are. We are so excited to be here with you today and to learn more about your big story. We pray that you would help us to learn more about you today, that you would open our hearts to hear the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus and how we can be part of your family. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So today, as we're telling the big God story, we're going to have a lot of fun, right, Bree? All right, so let's start today's story, okay? So Jesus had a way of finding people who really needed him. Sometimes they were people who weren't expecting anything. For example, there was a man who had a withered hand who Jesus healed in the synagogue, so kind of like their church, on the Sabbath, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm. And that man was not expecting to meet Jesus and be healed. I mean, it was just another regular day for him. But Jesus came and met him anyway, and he walked away that day with a restored hand. And another time, Jesus raised a widow's son from the dead.
Yeah, that's right. No one was looking for Jesus to raise the life of this woman's son, but Jesus was simply approaching the town when the young man's body was being carried out. But because of Jesus, the woman returned home that day with her son alive and well.
Yeah. And as Jesus became more and more well known, more and more people started to seek him out. People came from all over to be healed and to listen to his teachings.
Yet, even in all of this chaos, Jesus still found a way to seek out people who were lost or sinful or rejected and needed him to step into their situations, into their lives. And this is where we find Zacchaeus.
See, Jesus once passed through a place called Jericho, where a wealthy tax collector named Zacchaeus lived. Now, tax collectors were hated by the Jewish people. They did not like them at all. And this was because often they were Jews themselves who had decided to serve the Romans. And remember, the Romans are the people who were mistreating the Jews.
Yeah, not only did the tax collectors help the Romans, but they often made money dishonestly. Like they weren't doing it right. They were collecting extra taxes that weren't even there from the Jewish people, taking more of their money. And so because of this, most of the tax collectors were hated and rejected by the Jews.
Yeah. And although Zacchaeus was probably not very popular in Jericho because he was a tax collector, he desperately wanted to see Jesus. So Zacchaeus was a short man, so it was kind of difficult for him to see over the crowd of people who were coming to see Jesus.
Yeah, he wanted to find some way to see past everyone, and so he decided to climb a sycamore fig tree so that, you know, he could get a better view, be a little taller. And this worked better than he could have ever hoped. Not only did he see Jesus, but Jesus saw him and he called out to Zacchaeus. He said, "Zacchaeus, come down right away. I must stay at your house today." And immediately that's what Zacchaeus did. He came down and he welcomed Jesus into his home.
And the crowd was all watching this and they did not like it at all. People began to mutter things like, "I can't believe that Jesus would be a guest of a sinner like Zacchaeus."
But Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of what I own to those who are poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything," which probably happened, right? He said, "I will pay it back, and I will pay it back four times the amount I took." Four times!
Yeah, that's a lot of times,
yeah.
Right? And Jesus replied to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to your house. You are a member of Abraham's family line. The Son of Man came to look for the lost and to save them."
Yeah, Jesus sought out Zacchaeus knowing that he was kind of an outcast in the town, right? Jesus wanted to bring him back into the family, God's family. Jesus saw that the way Zacchaeus was rejected by the Jews because of what he was doing. And Jesus wanted Zacchaeus to know that God hadn't rejected him.
Yeah, and Jesus sought out Zacchaeus because that's who Jesus is, and that's what he came to do. The good news Jesus brought to us is that all people can be forgiven of their sins, that is, the wrong things they do, and everyone can know him. What an amazing truth that Jesus seeks and saves us.
That's right. Our wonder truth today is that Jesus seeks and saves us, and where did you see this happening in our story today?
And what would you have said if you had been in the tree and Jesus had called your name?
How do you think God shows that he cares for us today, even though Jesus might not be standing right next to us, like in person?
And is there anything that maybe you were curious about during the story, or maybe you didn't quite understand? See, Jesus seeks and saves us. A natural effect of being saved from our sins is that we start making godly choices. We see this in Zacchaeus' story, right? We see it when Zacchaeus clearly shows that when he ends up being far more generous than he was before he met Jesus, right? Okay. Instead of taking from people, he's giving them tons and tons of what he has.
Generosity is actually one of the ways to show the love of God, but that's not the only way. There are so many different ways that we can show God's love to the people around us.
Mm-hmm. And does anyone happen to know what the word righteous means? Being righteous means getting close to God and living more like him. It means doing the right thing for the right reasons. Being righteous means walking the walk.
Yeah, no matter how hard we try, not one of us can be righteous all on our own. We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes. We've all made wrong choices. Only Jesus is righteous. And when he died to save us, he gave us his righteousness.
Mm-hmm. 1 Peter 3:12 says that God's eyes are always paying attention to the righteous and his ears always listen to their prayers.
And because of Jesus, that's us. We are righteous. God cares for us and he keeps an eye out for us and he listens to our prayers. They matter to him. So let's take some time today to talk to him.
Yeah. And during our response song, you can take some quiet time to talk with God. You can talk to God about whatever you want. He's just there to listen.
You could thank him for the good things in your life. You could ask him for help with something. You can also talk to God about maybe something sad that's happened too. God can bring you so much comfort and peace in your life.
Yep. And we can ask God for anything and he will hear us. He loves to talk with his children. He loves when we come to talk with him.
Yeah, whatever it is, God will hear you because he can even hear the prayers inside your heart.
Who am I that the highest king would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. To the sanctuary, oh, his free. Grace runs deep. While I was asleep.
forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. Oh, you are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Oh, through the senses ring, oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Jesus seeks and saves you. He knows you by name, and he hears all of your prayers. Whether you think them, write them, or shout them, you matter to God.
Mm-hmm. So, knowing all of this, let's go ahead and hold out our hands now to receive our blessing. May you always remember that you are saved, you are loved, and Jesus will always seek you out.